So, all right, well, stay tuned to that story, and if you're in that area, you might want to go check in and show solidarity with the people there. There was a lockdown of about 12 people that were surrounding an apricot tree in the center of that garden, and something that has been serving this community here for over 30 years.
15th and Q is correct.
15th and Q.
I encourage people who have this experience, who are down there and they're observing this in solidarity, to if you don't have a chance to call in during this time, to go post on Indie Media your experiences and your accounts of this going on. This is such an important community action that these people are taking, and it's really important to take this time to tell people about what you saw, what you witnessed, your experiences of being there, the general feeling. And even small things can be so important, what the temperature felt like out in the garden. You know, the garden was so much cooler than the rest of the city around there. And so it was such a wonderful place to be today, because it was a little warmer today than yesterday.
Hopefully we may be getting a report here just from the garden team.
Yeah, hopefully that's about to happen for us.
That's incredible.
Again, you can call in at area code 916-470-6961 with a live update, as well as any listeners abroad that feel like calling us and speaking to us about what you're listening to. Feel free to call in and dialogue with us as well.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot has gone on today, and I expect tomorrow to be just as intense as today. No doubt. Everybody's done a wonderful job today, making a statement.
Yeah.
Against the Franken everything, the Franken food, the Franken trees, the whole thing.
Oh,
it's really been wonderful.
It's so many joyous faces out there, and there's been a few wrongs against the people out there who just put on a wonderful festival. It really was.
That caller was confirming that police are moving in on the community garden at 14th and Q. So,
did they give you an estimate of how many police were out there moving in on this group?
No,
and how many people were out there?
I wasn't able to, they weren't really giving me much detail on that, but just a confirmation of the story. And if you have any information on that, you want to give us a call at 916-470-6961. We're taking reports, and we'll relay that information to all the people listening out there, and also get it to folks to publish on the website if you yourself don't want to go and publish. It is a self-publishing medium, and you can go to the different indie media sites to relay that information to us.
I know the publishing format has just changed recently, so if there's any confusion about how to publish, where to find to publish, please let us go into the indie media center that's been set up at the Welcome Center or the Convention Center, and please go in and ask. Because the indie media would be just happy to assist you in showing you how to become your own media, and please do so, because I understand that the news for me is my own. You know, I want to share what I experience with people, and we want you to share what you're experiencing with us. This is the only method that we have for breaking down millions of dollars of funding against a $4,000 debt like we have today. Communication is the only way we're going to win. And if you get up and you publish your account of your story, somebody else could say, you know what? I didn't think there were 50 cops out there. I thought there were only 20. And somebody else can say, well, I got a head count, and there were actually 35. You know,
That's the indie media revolution, is making this available for the voice of the people to give their own versions.
Yes, absolutely. Making this something that we can all partake in and understand. And that's essential, is being a part of the revolution. Is the number one thing you can do is be your own news. That's the number one revolutionary tool we have.
Okay, so we have a report on the phone. Hold on, sorry, getting used to all this equipment here.
So we have another report coming in.
Okay.
Okay, I can't hear you very well, right?
Go ahead.
We're being filmed walking down the sidewalk. We're being pushed to the other end of the street. Dew Street.
Keep going. We can hear you. Go ahead.
The entire community garden is being surrounded by riot cops. They are, I think, they speak. They're outside supporting, trying to show support for the people inside. We can't see them outside, but the place is crawling with cops, and they are searching every corner with looking for people before we can get here. And I don't know what's going on the other side.
How many cops can you see?
I can see a fire truck. Two fire trucks. About 30 cops in my line of sight from across the street.
30 cops in riot gear? How many people do you think are actually in the park?
I see about maybe 25 supporters out here. I can't see what's going on very well right now, and I did just get here.
So almost like even in the numbers between supporters and cops.
I can't hear you, actually, but I have another call coming in. I'm sorry. It could be from police liaison, so I have to take that call.
Okay, thank you for your call, and call back in if you want. All right? Thanks.
Thank you.
So a little bit of news there.
Wow.
From the community garden, and it's intense. More volume here? No. Number two. Let's see. Oh, sorry.
Oh, did you hear that? That was like a discrepancy. It was almost half and half. They had just as many people who were in the park as there were cops. I mean, I don't know how much that's going to cost our state and our city. That's insane. And I'm sure that the USDA is not going to chip in and pay for all this insanity. The CATA is not going to chip in and pay for that insanity. You know who's going to chip in and pay for all that insanity? The people who are working every day, who are too broke to go buy organic foods, who think they're too broke to buy organic foods, who think that they have to eat GE and GMOs. And the fact is you don't.
We have one more piece of information. One more piece of information that I got from the caller on the phone was that there are two paddy wagons apparently at 15th and E as well, separate from the garden.
Okay. Yeah, that's not... E and Q is pretty far apart, I guess, so...
That is a huge difference.
A call here. If you could...
We're fine. It's no problem.
Media, hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
So we're getting reports right now.
Clients. Okay, you have time to go on the air?
Hold on one second. Stand by, everybody.
Okay, so we got a caller to give us an update. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I just got a call from the folks at the garden, the community garden on 15th and Q, and we hear the police have emptied all of the activists out of the garden, a lot of people, and not paying people in the garden.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, all of the activists have been taken out of the garden, and the police may now be in compliance holds, basically torture on the people who are locked down in the garden to try to get them to unlock from their lockdowns.
Okay, so people are being tortured right now in the community garden. So
15th and Q.
I think it's important to remember that most of these people who were being were under lockdown mostly were women, right? It was a large majority of women who were under lockdown trying to save this garden. Don't you think that?
You want me to repeat it?
No.
That's okay. It was just a question as to whether there were mostly women that were in lockdown in the garden.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't. So I don't know myself. I just wanted to relay the limited information.
Okay, no, that's great. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about that situation?
Solidarity. See ya.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the call. And I think there's another caller here, so I'm going to see if I can grab that. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, my name is Andrew Fenton. I'm on scene on 52Q watching the arrest. I wanted to let you guys know what's going on.
Okay. Tell us, describe what's going on.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you describe what's going on? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Right now, to exit the scene by an officer. I'm watching an arrest by a riot cop from an individual who's coming from the garden. Looks like he's being peaceful, and he's a gentleman in full riot gear, and they have him handcuffed. He is one of many. They've obviously come in. They've got a Ford van. People in four vans. Looks like here they're warning me right now that I need to step aside or I cannot. They're obviously going to arrest me. So
you're breaking up a little bit.
There's also the protest. The protesters are here. They're starting to chant.
Your call's breaking up.
There's a group of about 30 protesters. They're saying no police state, leave the garden.
About how many protesters are out there?
How many protesters?
Yeah.
Well, I think right now they're just realizing that this is the place where we need to make a stand, and I would say there's probably about 50 right now, and people are coming now from around the corner. So they say no police stay, leave the garden. So I think people are starting to coalesce right now as the scene sort of unfolds. Right now, about 50.
Okay, well, we're relaying that information. We've let people know where that location is, and maybe we can also get that news to the Spokes Council people as well, which is going on right now. And thank you for your call. If you want to call us back with any new information, feel free.
I'll sure do that.
All right, thank you. Be safe out there.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that's the news. And as I was relaying the story about the community garden, it's been something that served this local community here for 30 years. And it's interesting and parallel to the big global stories going on in the convergence or the convention of WTO delegates. This local story is hitting home right now in Sacramento. So I don't know. It's feeling really uncomfortable about that. Haven't seen those people and met some of them this afternoon in the garden, and it's really got me disturbed. And if y'all want to jump in and...
Yeah, you were in the garden today, were you not?
Yeah. I actually got a chance to speak to the people under lockdown and learn a little bit of the story of the garden and to find out why they would take this intense action on of being under lockdown. And honestly, the reason is because they've tried every means of legal route that they could use to save this garden for years. And this is the only thing that's left to them. The mayor of Sacramento wants to save this garden, believes it should be saved. The Democratic Party has said, we endorse it, we want to save it. The Sierra Club. And there's hundreds of organizations that have said, we want to save this garden. I believe you can go and find out about it at the website www.savethegarden.org.
We're going to jump to a phone caller. And somebody else probably to give us some more news on the garden, although we did hear of something happening a few blocks away from that. As well.
Right now I'm currently between 14th and 15th Street, and they're taking the first of many people who are going to be arrested out. That there's surrounded by about 15 riot cops. They've got the camera out, they're taking a picture. There's someone in front of me with a badge that says identification technician. His name, and I've been talking to people about what they do with after like a gang criminal activity, you know, that where they immediately will identify gang members on the spot. So that's what's happening as these protesters are being arrested. They're being on the spot, photographed, identified, information. I'm sure that information will be soon processed and sent to John Ashcroft for. That's it. Quite amazing scene. There's helicopter. Huge fire truck lit up the entire block. Police cars. I see about five fire trucks. A line of Ford vans ready to arrest the protesters. To leave the scene, and about 100 to 150 protesters down here rioting, or at least protesting the scene.
Well, I'm only hearing part of it. It's breaking up a little bit here, but it's definitely going out. I think it's clear on the air. So really appreciate you calling in.
You bet. If you want to hear some of the chants, I can hear you.
What democracy looks like? That is what democracy looks like. That is what democracy looks like. That is what democracy looks like.
That's what's going on here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to relay that information so people can come down
and join you in that chanting to save the community gardens and help protect people there from the police brutality. And that location again was 15th and Q, or
15th.
I think that's right.
Yeah, and so it's really amazing. I want to thank that last caller for calling in, because that was just a really great thing. And you are listening to biotech.org, NME Radio, and that's an NME Combat Radio.
NME Combat Radio is our project in San Francisco, so we're being relayed to that website in San Francisco. I'm maybe fading here. I'm not sure what I said here. Enemy Combatant Radio is what we are on occasion, and usually Sunday nights from 8 till 11 or 12, and we're at about 10:30 tonight, and we are streaming live from Sacramento to cover the stories of the biotech conference here, the WTO delegates meeting, and many people coming out from all over the country and all over the world. We had Luke Anderson in here talking with us a bit earlier about the issues and how it's affecting the scene in Europe, and how best we could be advised to deal with the situations here in the States and reclaim our commons, reclaim our life forms, reclaim our food resources. And so within all of this context of a global picture, we've got the story going here in Sacramento of a local community garden being under siege, and something that has provided food to even some of the homeless community here in Sacramento. And for about 30 years now, this community garden has been there, and wants to the city's trying to get condominiums on top of apricot trees, and something that is really providing life to the people here. So money over food once again. I don't know if that's a clear picture of what's going on.
I think that's clear, but there's also, to me, it seems obvious that there's a authority, just an authority issue. I mean, clearly, clearing out the garden does nothing really but to show a show of force, a show of authority. In no way is it, you know what I'm saying? Is there any advantage to the city or to the individuals who are prosecuting the arrest? I mean, it's simply a show of authority and nothing more. And it's amazing that people can go home to their wives and families after, you know, it's not like killing somebody, like going to war, but it's just silly. I don't know how you look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, grotesque and silly and very upsetting and disturbing to see how authority comes in to actually apply pain tactics on women who are surrounding an apricot tree.
It's mostly women out there. Actually, young, beautiful, vital women have joined together with some men and really helped to organize around the issue. I saw some gardeners show up from the local community and talk about, you know, hey, I'm behind you 100%.
We're certainly behind everybody. Like,
yeah, and he said, look, you know what? He's a gardener. He gardened for a long time in that garden. He said, you know what? I'll pay your bail money. That's what he said. Isn't that nice? That's really super cool. That's how the city feels about this, actually. And people can say, well, why aren't people in the city out there? Actually, they are. They're the ones who organized this event today, and we want you to know that the support has been carried over. We're definitely, people are coming in, and I hope we'll have some call-ins about this.
And in terms of a first day of action, I think for this kind of mobilization, like Luke was saying earlier, it is very vibrant. It's probably definitely the most wide-scale genetics-focused protests that the United States has seen. A larger protest, of course, for these ABC multinational, units meeting. But in terms of genetics, this is pretty massive, and I think tomorrow is really the kickoff. What we saw today was kind of a testing of the waters, I think, out there. And tomorrow will really be, everybody will have to prove themselves. You know, the ministers will have to, or the Department of Agriculture will have to convince the 50% of the countries who decide to come that this is the plan. And I don't think that everybody who came is behind it myself. I think that there's going to be a lot of internal opposition there in that meeting hall. And certainly the pressure from outside. It could be a phenomenal day for democracy, you know, for the people's will, just because of their internal breakdown and the outside pressure.
And if you're out.
Yeah. Sorry. The fact is that if people didn't come, it's not because they're skeptical, it's because they're done with it. So you got to think, if only like 70 countries are showing up, there's probably a good number of them that are really skeptical.
And if you're out there listening and these stories are inspiring you, maybe you haven't been out to the protests, come join us tomorrow. And I don't know exactly what the schedule of things is going on, but how would people plug in and find out how to get here tomorrow and join the march? I know there's a spokes council meeting going on right now, probably deciding those things, but do you have any news for us?
Well, if you're listening at home also, or wherever you are, feel free to call into the studio and participate, because this is one of the ideas behind Indie Media, is that you are the media. You know, you may be consuming the media right now wherever you are, listening to this in a car or a house or on your computer, but in reality, you're co-creating it with us. And so if you want to call into the studio, number is 916-470-6961.
And also, if you do have questions, you're listening to this, there's no way for you to get in or something, feel free to call with your questions too, and we'll see. We may not be able to answer them immediately, but we'll see if we can get some answers for you.
You can also email the SF Indie Media people at sf. SF at indiemedia.org, and it is a self-publishing medium. If you go to the website, the sf.indiemedia.org website, and I'm not sure if there's a Sacramento page just up for this.
Yeah, it's called biotechimc.org, and then of course Portland, who's the main focus behind this IMC in terms of providing the excellent equipment, is portland.indiemedia.org. So all of those sites having various levels of coverage. You know, one thing I was just searching through.
Is there an email we could give out if people wanted to contact the Portland Indie Media folks?
I think at any of those websites, there'll be contact info.
Yeah, there is contact information, and the central hub for all of this is the biotechimc.org.
The one thing I noticed, I was searching through Google, just looking at some stories of what the corporate media is saying about the protests today, and there was at least three or four articles that used the word swarm in their title, which is very interesting. I think it came from Salon.com, but that whole tactic of swarm and how the protests are emerging in different ways, decentralized sort of actions. I don't know how this compares to San Francisco, because you were covering that pod pretty.
Yeah, well, there was this whole tactic of affinity groups, and so the different affinity groups would go to different areas of the city, and I think something similar is happening here. And I know that as I got into the march earlier today, people were taking off, splitting up as from one large group into different groups, and then reconverging at a certain point. And so yeah, this is kind of like a swarm. Very, very effective to make its presence known on the WTO here. I don't think they're going to go home feeling like people have not been outraged by their actions.
I'm proud of the people. I'm really proud of living in America, like, and continuing to stay here, knowing the type of sheepish behavior, kind of a sheepish mindset that a lot of Americans have. It's just great to see so many people out here, you know, putting themselves in direct action day after day after day, and, you know, it's going to be a week-long thing, and that they're showing, especially to the ministerial people from all the 50 countries that may show up, you know, hey, not every American is sheepish. They're not just going to sit down and take this, and yes, they do know what's going on.
They may not know what's going on with genetically engineered food and how to actually make change happen, but that's, I think, what these people, all of us, are here to do, is to educate people on how to take action with on your individual level, at your city level, and your family level, of the food you eat, and going beyond just the supermarket and going back to who grows this, who benefits, the old question, and the life science companies, as they're renamed. The companies that used to be the pesticide companies have now been renamed as life science companies. And they all have names, and they all have addresses and boards of directors, and there are people with pies. And that's one tactic, you know, and I think you might see that this week, some very strategic pieing. But that's just a rumor.
There's an organization out there called the Biotic Baking Brigade, and I believe they have a website, bioticbakingbrigade.org. And maybe they are in our midst. I don't know.
As they say, what does it take to become a member of the Biotic Baking Brigade? A pie and a vision for a better world.
That's right. So
industrialized pie, honey. yeah, I definitely check out the Biotic Baking Brigade, because if you think
is there a
this
website?
Is a nice little apple pie, this is all the way.
What is that?
BioticBakingBrigade.org.
Yeah, and that's just one tactic among many. This is a very serious issue of the food you eat. And in England, for instance, it was the mothers who actually came out to the supermarkets and made the ruckus to make this thing spread through the English or the British populace, to the point now where they are very anti-GMO, a huge majority of people. They would, and strict laws all throughout Europe, and that's a major, major breakdown that's happening that's not being reported really in the press, is the European-U.S. breakdown on a bunch of these meetings, not just Sacramento.
And I am surprised. I am truly surprised by American women in some ways, because we're such strong, uppity women. But sometimes I hear these stories of women saying, you know, I can't come to the protest because I have a child, so I'm going to send the man out. It's a woman's movement. And if you're stepping away from the women, you might want to reevaluate what your concerns really are. I think as women, we need to band together more and be like these strong African women who are just saying, no, I'm going to push 10,000 tons of GMO corn out of my country because this is just not acceptable. And like you're saying, with the English women, you know, and that has to happen here in America too. The women have got to band together stronger and make this a stronger women's movement in this country. And I just think that is just essential, because if we're going to fight this, we have to fight this at the family level, and it's your kid that you're feeding it to, or it's your neighbor's kid you're allowing it to be fed to, if you're not coming down to these protests and you're saying it's because I have a child.
Well,
there, I
and,
said
it's,
my piece.
And it's, and it's certainly, it's certainly the case. I mean, I'll let my soapbox be low as it possibly can, but out here today, the majority of the people on the streets, of course, are young women. It's a good point that mothers, you know, older women should be involved in this movement, because they're necessary, because right now they're not, because right now it's the young people who are not bought in, are still thinking about what's going on, still have the energy, and are not beat down by the society they've lived in.
This is a,
you're so right.
It's a lot about breaking the patriarchy here, because the WTO is a bunch of white men pretty much ruling the planet and the world's food supply, and we want to see some women giving us advice about how to run the world.
Not just Condi Rice.
Yeah, not Condi
Rice.
Ann Benjamin. Yeah, let's talk about Ann. Where did she used to work?
Monsanto.
But I'm happy that at least we need to have more women involved, definitely. But it's great to see that the people who are involved are young people, because, you know, frankly, it's what you'd expect. And we'd love to see people who older people get more involved in this movement, because it's just as important to them as it is important to the young people.
I hope in no way that I offended any women, because I didn't mean to offend any women. I'm always trying to do this war cry rally for more women.
Or any older people, because if you really notice, the people who are cleaning up the cigarette butts outside some of the convergence spaces, and you know, there's really
definitely,
you know,
noted.
We don't want to be ageist here.
No, but we're not ageist any more than just to say that. It's good to point that out. But
it's so inspiring to see the young people, because
I understand it was young people that cleaned the bathrooms today. That.
I think you're right.
I'm seeing a pretty multi-generational thing.
Absolutely.
Out there. So that's also exciting when you see, like, people from all regions of the whole spectrum of people coming out to protest. And I don't know. I'm used to it in San Francisco. It's like, it's all across the board. It's like older people bringing out their grandkids to, you know, like the young black bloc kids who are really outraged and, you know, are trying to articulate their resistance to the monoculture, resistance to the war culture, the war machine, and the corporate profiteers.
Yeah, well, I certainly wasn't trying to sound ageist. I think it's just important to make that note, because we wouldn't want to, you know, we want to tell the truth.
Sure.
You know, it's important to tell the truth.
Well, there are quite a few older women. I'm almost one of them. Maybe I am. I can't remember if I'm an older woman or not.
But what are you, like 52?
Well, that's
not
kinda
old.
You know, that's in my youngin' days. No, but, like, you know, the thing is that, I don't think anybody's probably offended. I think they'd just be offended if we kept apologizing. So I think what we need to do.
we need more reports. We need to know what's going on right now in the garden. So if you're here, if you're listening to this at this point, Call us up. Tell us what's going on.
Let's give this number out one more time. 916-470-6961. And I'm Pod here with a really great crew of folks from Portland and all over. And working on continue with enemy combatant radio and the biotech IMC reports, and stay with us. We'll take a
One second. I do want to do some announcements again. I think this is always good to go over. Monday, tomorrow, what's going on with them? They're going to have Corporate Trade Expo Grand Opening, Ribbon Cutting, and Reception. That's at 5:30 p.m. at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. So mark that on your calendar. It's 5:30 p.m. Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. They're going to be cutting ribbons. Okay, so maybe there won't be if we show up enough people. Okay, 10 a.m., we start with our street festivities, music, arts, and rally. And let me tell you, the music's great, the art's great, and there's going to be a rally, so you know those clowns are going to probably be out there having a good time. And this is a rally for real food sovereignty, home and around the world. It's going to include international speakers of Percy Schmeiser, Anuradha Mittal, and more. This is the west steps of the Capitol building in downtown Sacramento. So this is the west steps. We're going to be gathering at the west steps at 10 a.m. tomorrow of the Capitol building. Okay? 11 a.m., we're going to have Voices from the South press conference at the Sheraton Grand Hotel. USDA conference luncheon. We're going to have breaking news right now.
Okay, let's lose the bid. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is Jericho, and I just came back from the Washington Community Center, and they had about three different van loads full of riot squad cops, parades of about 10 different motorcycle cops, and multiple squad cars that kept driving by the community center. The vans were parked strategically in the alley in the back of the community center and on the street right in front of it near both entrances. Officers and agents were spying and watching around the corner like in some cartoon. They were peeking their head around the corner over and over again, intimidating us as we were leaving the community center, waiting for us all to leave, creating fear. We watched them in the back of the community center play this weird game with themselves where they kept getting down on the ground and picking themselves up in this weird kind of circle huddle. We thought they actually arrested someone and were putting someone in the van, which maybe they did, but we couldn't see it. It just looked like they were picking themselves up and they took a picture of themselves. We thought they took a picture of someone they arrested, but we took a closer look and took some cameras up there and there wasn't anyone. It was really the most weirdest experience with any seeing police officers act. And then we just waited and waited and documented it until they finally left. But they were stalking us, basically, intimidating us, trying to just create fear and really, doing a good job, scaring some people.
But y'all held strong, though, and y'all documented that.
Yeah, the IMC journalist stayed there until the last cop left, and that was really important. It was really necessary.
And so everybody made it safe?
Yeah, everyone stayed together. We all made sure people left in large groups and were, nobody was left alone. Nobody was left to walk alone. Everyone helped each other out to make sure the police couldn't corral us individually and scare us.
Great. Wow. Intense.
It's just so bizarre. So how many cops do you think were out there?
There was probably a total of, I'd say maybe 40, combined from the three vans as well as the ones that were driving around. And they kind of drove past a couple times. It wasn't just like a drive-by. We also watched two different police-escorted city buses drive away, one containing one person. I think her name, is it okay if I say her name?
It's okay if that individual, if that's okay with that individual.
Well, we don't know if it's okay because she was arrested. So there was one female on the bus. So we reported that to the legal. And I don't know if anyone even knows she was arrested.
She was in fact arrested? Oh, no, you don't know. But
know she was arrested because she was on a bus being escorted by the police. Only person on the bus.
Wow.
So actually one of the people I was with knew her and her name, so they called legal and let them know that she was arrested.
And that person was part of the community center?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So really important to get this sort of thing relayed out to our internet audience and, really show what kind of intimidation things are going on out there. And thank you for bringing that in and telling us. It's important for us to get that out there.
Yeah, I have a few more questions. Did you when you how many people were there as opposed to cops? Because there are a lot of these intimidation techniques.
Well, I mean, it was the spokes council meeting, so there was approximately maybe like, you know, 50 to 75 people there.
Wow.
Maybe even 100 in different parts of the rooms. If you add everyone up, I don't know the total. But at the end of the night, though, there was still at least one van that we saw with about 8 riot cops, and there was only 5 of us. So we were kind of scared that they were going to come after us and turn around and chase us. I just want to add one thing. The fear, what the real fear is that they will go back there once they know we're all gone and either plant something or destroy something or steal or confiscate
sure.
our food and our medical equipment
sure.
and all the things that we use to you know keep us healthy. They want to destroy that health. They want to destroy our livelihood. And they want to take away our energy source, our life source. That's the only way they can come at us that they know of. And that doesn't even work because we have unlimited resources. We're so able and capable.
We got the resources of the people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them, a lot of us out there. So, yeah, keep that in mind. If you're listening out there, you're one of us, and we're all together on it.
Around what time was all this taking place that they first showed up?
Well, they first were noticed at 10 o'clock p.m. tonight, and the Welcome Center closes at 10:30. So the initial fears were that if we didn't leave right away, they would, if we all left as soon as they closed and kicked us all out, they would just corral us all. So people left at first at 10 o'clock, and then some of us waited until they did kick us out. And luckily enough, none of our fears were met that I know of. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that nobody was arrested. It's not that I saw or that anyone I was with saw.
So that was about a half hour ago. It's right at 11 o'clock here on the Pacific Coast.
So we can say then that while they were intimidating you all at the community center, that they were also arresting all the people at the garden tonight. So they must have had at least 100 to 200 cops deployed at this point on the protesters.
Yeah,
using this in intimidation and also in actually taking arrests.
It's a very strange tactic. I mean, compared to the tactic they used last night at the community center.
I think a lot of it was as soon as we heard there was arrests in the garden, at the community garden, a bunch of group of people went to leave. So an assumption of mine would be if we all went to leave, maybe they were there to make sure it didn't happen. And strangely enough, you know, only a few people really went to go to the community garden right away because every single person was involved in at least one, if not two, meetings to plan for tomorrow. So it was very difficult to just drop everything and leave. But we did eventually because we felt like we were surrounded by the police, and that if we didn't leave, you know, they possibly would have just taken us all in. So it really created the most awful situation to end the night. A very positive night ended in the most, you know, pretty disgusting manner.
Yeah.
Just to emphasize, like, the kind of brutality and the kind of just deranged mentality that the police have been using with their tactics. I mean, it's not even intelligent on the side of oppressing people. It's bizarre. It's just sick.
It is bizarre.
it's absolutely strange they're doing tonight.
Well, just to clue people in here, this is an enemy combatant radio broadcast, and we are being relayed to the SF Indie Media site, and we got the Portland crew here that's done a beautiful job.
Actually,
setting all of this up.
I'm from the Santa Cruz Free Radio.
Oh, okay.
I'm helping out with that, so
well, we got
that going on,
yeah.
Too.
We got Chicago Gorilla Love Radio in the house.
That's right.
Too.
All
right.
Chi-Town. Chi-Town.
107.1 FM.
Chi-Town.
So from all over, we're converging here to face down the authority and show our outrage with authority, patriarchy and control, WTO sorts of undemocratic processes going on with our food resources and all sorts of oppressive things coming down on us. We're here to resist that and communicate that to people. So,
and we're doing a good job.
Yeah,
so far, I think
yeah.
even with those tactics, even with the things that we saw today, like the ridiculous tactic of driving by with their large vehicles and, you know, and taking people's IDs and, you know, detaining them and, you know, this ridiculous thing that you face tonight, I think we're still, everybody's still strong, still positive, still...
Did you all get the reports about food not bombs and the truck getting taken?
Yeah.
Okay, you got that too.
Was that like a some
talk
foods?
About it a little bit
yeah.
more though? Well, I mean, give us what you know, you're taking
a,
the story.
There was a truck filled with food not bombs food and food not bombs volunteers,
yes.
And they were pulled over for doing I think it was a 30 and 25, so they're going 5 miles over the speed limit. And they were pulled over for that, and then the driver gave his license, and the police officer came back. And said, your license was expired, so I'm writing you a ticket. And gave him a ticket, and then kept his license. Now, he didn't give him his license back, I let him see it, but the guy said his license has expired for another 2 years or so. So, it got officer was lying. And that was supposedly the second report of that. And also, they've been giving tickets, I've heard at least two stories today, that they've been giving tickets for people with expired plates that don't have expired plates. It's just a ticket they're issuing for some reason.
Well, that'll blow up right. in their face. I mean, that kind of tactic, I mean, if those kind of people are listening to this broadcast, which we certainly hope that they are, like,
yeah.
you know, they should know that that's a dangerous tactic. If they've never been involved with this type of protest in their town before, they should be warned that the only path is a legal path. Everybody has to play at least by the legal rules.
The legal
or,
game.
Or it's going to, you know, whoever doesn't do that, if someone decides, you know, that they're going to do property damage and do violent direct action, you know, they can expect violence. And if you try to do illegal direct action and you're an officer of the court, you're an officer of the law, you can expect that that's probably going to, you know, your own system is not going to protect you against that.
I just want to give a shout out to all the FBI, CIA, ATF, and police
Service.
Out there and the Secret Service and the Homeland Security. I want to tell you one thing.
Yes,
I want to say Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney, one, they took you for millions of dollars. We're going to win. We're going to take you for millions of dollars. I want to say for all the masking pickups, Chicago, we defeated the masking ordinance out there. We won the lawsuit there in 2001 on September 10th. And I'll say, we'll do it again in Sacramento. People keep getting picked up for it.
That's
you're
right.
going to get sued. You're going to lose money. You're going to get shamed. It's going to be ridiculous, a waste of time. Don't waste your time. Leave us the hell alone and stop messing with us. Stop trying to kill us. Stop trying to infiltrate us. Stop trying to blow us up because it's useless. It just gives us more power and more strength. Don't waste your resources. Don't waste our resources. Let us be who we are. And why don't you go out there and make sure those kids aren't smoking, that they're under 18 or some stupid shit like that, you know, so you could waste
Get
your time with that petty stuff.
Get my stolen bicycle back.
Yeah, you know what? Seriously.
I don't think there's enough...
Keep those politicians from stealing our money, you know? Why don't you get after them?
There's not enough murderers, rapists, and thieves, I guess, to keep people busy. Now, let me tell you what. You put...
They're all in uniforms.
One would hope that they called all these people in to deal with all the corporate criminals that just arrived in Sacramento, but that's not what they're focusing on.
Quick, citizens arrest. Citizens arrest. All right. Awesome. Great to have Chi-Town in the house as
yeah,
well.
Thank you all for being here. I think I want to give an extra special shout-out to Portland IMC for being the most dopest IMC in the entire
rock.
World.
They
I haven't left the
rock.
Country yet, but you know, at least in America.
Awesome. Well, we may have a report here in a second. Let's see if we do. No way to know. This is a great part of the show, just to let you in on like the DL of doing the radio show. We wait for the report to come in, you know. Oh, wait, but this isn't actually a report. This is just... that's a personal call. See, this happens to us all the time. Okay.
Can you all play music on this?
We do, and actually, we're kicking it back to Enemy Combatant Radio here in full control.
I really liked what you were saying, like the shout outs about that. I was inspired. I'm sorry for cutting in. I was kind of inspired by what you were saying because I was like, yeah, that's right. I mean, why are you messing with us when you know the odds are
we're
not
gonna
on your side?
And they're not violent.
We have the
it's
best lawyers out there, and you know what? They're working for free. We don't got no money, but that's okay. We don't got to pay them. you know? Because they got righteousness on their side, you know? Because they know what they're fighting for is going to win. Because in the end, that's all we got is each other and the land. And everything else that all the police got and all the corporations got, that's shit they built. You know, that's stuff that they created. That's not something that actually exists and that is real. You know, and that's what we work with. We work with what's real, with love, with passion, with the earth, you know, and with people. And that's something that will never be destroyed, no matter how many of us they kill or infiltrate or scare or maim or murder or rape or, you know, whatever they're doing to us. You know, everywhere.
The people have damn good lawyers because they're the passionate lawyers. They're the ones who are fighting for justice. You know, you can't pay these people off. They're there for the cause. And so, you know, the people have damn good lawyers. I just want to say that again. So look out, you know, don't play the game wrong because you're going to lose. And
frankly, if it's a nonviolent protest in your town, you need to treat it in that way. You need to treat it such that people are here to make a statement, and they're not here to destroy, and they're here to say something. And if you believe in the democratic system, and if you believe in the law, and you know that's your choice. I'm not saying that's what you should do, but if you do, you should at least like take that to heart and practice that.
You know, I just thought about something real quick. And that was, I was saying, don't waste your resources. And I was thinking, you know what? We don't got much money. And, you know, go ahead. You know, violate us. Violate the laws. Violate the Constitution. Because we're going to get paid. That's how we're going to build this revolution, with your money. With the police's money. With the FBI's money. With the government's money. We're going to take your money and shove it back in your face with millions of people taking the streets, taking the Capitol, storming all the offices. And you know what? We're going to fund it all because you are too stupid to control your apes in the street. And I don't mean no disrespect for apes, because the beautiful creatures is just, you know, it's, you know, kind of common.
Right.
These monsters, these scary, awful monsters that are lurking everywhere looking to destroy us.
Yeah.
So let's all play fair.
Right. Let's break to some music here. Let's get inspired. I got some South African stuff queued up here. So
sweet. All right. So hopefully we'll see you all on the Capitol steps at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's when it's starting up again, okay?
All right. Enemy Combatant Radio from Sacramento. Great crew here. It's amazing.